Just a follow-up to my video from yesterday, and I've gotten a few comments like this one. Yeah, dude, I do understand that the photo that was circulating of the soon-to-be ex-wife of the CEO, the first photo was not her. It was an actress who is a total smoke show. But here's what I say, man. I'm sticking with my original claim that the soon-to-be ex-wife of the CEO is a smoke show. First of all, she's beautiful. I've seen the pictures of her and the two sons and the dickhead at some kind of graduation. Dude, she's a middle-aged woman who's super pretty with a beautiful smile. And she raised two kids, guaranteed, almost motherfucking on her own, because clearly this isn't this dude's first rodeo. And so I'm sticking with that. I say, yeah, she's beautiful. She's still a smoke show. And any middle-aged guy like myself would be lucky to have somebody like that in their life. As for the HR chick that was doing the cheating, I still say she don't meet the minimum standard anywhere. Not only is she knowingly having an affair with somebody that she knows is married to another woman, dude, she's got her second husband, soon to be her ex-second husband, at home, devastated. I mean, this is ridiculous, but here's the deal, man. As far as the soon-to-be ex-wife of the CEO, listen, it may not seem like it right now, but this is the best fucking thing that could ever happen to you in your life, because you're going to move on rich with half his shit, and you're going to find somebody that respects you and that wouldn't do something like this to you. And for the CEO and the chick you were cheating with, you got two choices. You can either use this as an opportunity to change, be a better person, move on, because like you're not important enough for people to remember in the long haul. Or you can fucking curl up in bed, cry yourself to sleep every night, and fucking blame other people for your problems. But one way or the other, only those two things are going to happen. But as far as the soon-to-be ex-wife, hey, go out, have fun on his money, and I'm telling you, you're going to find a really nice middle-aged guy who's going to be there for you and respect you. That's what I think.